Arts Palace, an exclusive look behind the scenes of Paris's Louvre Museum.
Well, our most thrilling moment here in Paris over the past week was also our most historic. For the first time ever, the Louvre Museum allowed a live wireless television broadcast from the heart of its vast collection. As part of our Eye on France coverage, we set up our cameras in front of the Mona Lisa, and we brought her smile to the world. CNN's Jim Bitterman was also given a personal behind-the-scenes tour of the Louvre by the museum director himself.
Your job must be one that everybody wants to have, as somebody connected with museums would want to be the director of the Louvre, no?
Yes, and no, I mean, it's a great chance, but it's also difficult, I would say.
Henri, what would be your favorite parts of the Louvre? What?
That's one of my favorite parts. You know, I'm a 19th century man. I'm a scholar of 19th century, and I remember coming to these galleries when I was really a child, and I was so impressed by all these big paintings, you know. Something which is very important with the Louvre is really a museum which can follow a wall life, accompany a wall life. So it's the reason it's my home in a way.
Do you ever come down here at night to?
No, I do not do it. But I come every weekend. For example, during the week I don't have so much time to go through the galleries. So it's such a pleasure. You know, we exhibit 35,000 works of art, and among them, Ingres, which is really one of my favorite painters. I cannot tell you when I saw for the first time, for example, this exquisite portrait of Mademoiselle Rivière. Mademoiselle Rivière, and it's a posthumous portrait because when he painted her, she was already dead. But it's so moving, I think, and she's here for eternity, I would say.
And among 35,000 works of art here on exposition, that's your favorite?
It's one of my favorites, you know, because I have a different favorite every day.
This is the coronation of Napoleon.
Yes, it's one of the biggest paintings in the Louvre. It was made, you know,
and in the world, I would think.
In the world, yeah, it was made for Napoleon.
So this was a political statement, this painting, a rather large one.
Yes, but it's a painting, I would say, and it's a masterpiece. That's the important thing. And it was very surprising because at the beginning of the 19th century, it was so accurate. People say you can walk into this painting.
Just to bring back the history, Napoleon crowned himself.
Yes, and Napoleon was very important for the Louvre. You know, the Louvre was created at the end of the 18th century in 1793 by the Revolution, but it's really Napoleon who made the Louvre, who made it the Universal Museum.
What would you feel like you'd like to have more of if you were...
You see that some important things are missing, for example. The Spanish school is not very strong, and we need a Velázquez. I guess it will be difficult to get it, but it's really something missing in the collection. We just have three American paintings, which is a kind of a scandal. We are trying to fill the gaps, which is not very easy by our days. It was really conceived as a universal museum, but also as an encyclopedic museum. Mm-hmm. That needs, I mean, it's you have to think about it because it's different use of a museum. You don't see it in one time. It's just like an encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. You have it, you know, very close to you, and you read a chapter from time to time, but it's something with you for all your life.